You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Hello, Siri. Show me all the hidden nuclear war sites in the world. If it only were so easy. But the idea, it seems, is more real world in a sense than anyone might imagine, because after all, this is the age of artificial intelligence, we are told. And Reuters is now reporting that there may be a sort of 21st century arms race against other countries like Russia and China, only not so much arms race, but rather developing a successful AI program that can protect the U.S. from potential nuclear missile strikes. Phil Stewart is the military and intelligence correspondent for Reuters. Phil, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, great to be here.
Can you explain what this new AI is and how for real is this?
Well, you know, it was fascinating to learn about and report on. I mean, a lot of these projects are classified, and it took quite a bit of digging. But basically, what we're looking at are nascent artificial intelligence projects that aim to go through the gobs and gobs of data that are coming in from satellite imagery to all kinds of data streams, trade data, everything, and look through that and try and identify patterns that can say, oh, there's a rogue mobile missile. And that rogue mobile missile might be carrying nuclear capable missiles that could strike the United States or U.S. bases or U.S. interests or allies. So that's basically what the project is. And, it's had some early successes.
What sort of successes?
Well, I learned in the reporting that there actually been an initial prototype that's already being kind of looked at, examined by folks within the U.S. military. So it's gone from sort of an idea, from a concept, to an early prototype. But there'll be big advances in the coming years that could eventually lead to people being confident enough in the technology to actually use it in a war room.
I'm trying to imagine how this would work, in a practical sense. And I know we're sort of gaming this out because not so much is known about these classified projects. But in theory, is the idea that robots or artificial intelligence would permit the Pentagon to detect where those missiles are located before we could connect the dots? In other words, before you could take a magnifying glass to look at a spy satellite picture or something along those lines, it would sort of be predictive in a sense.
Yep, that's exactly it. So it would be predictive. Someone compared it to me, something like long-term weather forecasting or how they're hoping to use AI to look through, scans to identify tumors. A lot of that AI right now, some people are saying, could be much more effective than the human eye. So the idea here is to use this technology to sift through data and see patterns that would escape a human analyst.
As I understand it, the Pentagon has been hiding some of the details about this program under what you describe as a layer of near impenetrable jargon. but it is in the budget somehow. Could you explain what's going on?
So, I can't get into the exact way that we learned about this, but when we started trying to find, where this was coming from and find details about it, we were able to find some references to this research in the budget because they have to fund these things. And that's how actually people learn a lot about what the Pentagon's up to is through, chatter and then kind of scouring budget documents to see if there's any clues about what some of these secret projects really have. So in one of the projects they actually mentioned using algorithms to help with the road mobile missile threat.
You say that some officials believe this AI missile program could be in effect by the early 2020s, that these could be deployed and used regularly. But I'm wondering if there might not be some people at the Pentagon worried about what artificial intelligence might get wrong, that right. We might identify a site or AI might identify a site and we launch a strike against innocents. I mean, is that conversation happening to your knowledge?
Well, I think it is happening. In the story that we broke, we actually quoted the head of the U.S. nuclear forces, General John Hyten, who would lead a nuclear war, if God forbid that ever happened. And he brought this up, and he doesn't expect this to happen within, before he leaves STRATCOM, which will be in the not-too-distant future. But the idea here was that, when this thing becomes viable, and that you can debate when that's going to be, you want to make sure that AI, an AI alert, doesn't automatically put U.S. missile forces on alert, that there's a human somewhere in there to say, yep, that's real. And, there's plenty of historical precedent for this. There was a great case in the Soviet Union where an analyst had a radar went off saying there was an incoming U.S. missile strike. And the analyst thought that was impossible. And he decided to ignore that data. And so what's really important here is that we don't let the machines kind of tell us what to do, that they can give us information, but that we make the decisions about when to go, when to start up the escalation ladder, as General Hyten called it.
Phil Stewart is breaking a story about artificial intelligence missile research at the Pentagon. He is a military and intelligence correspondent for Reuters. We'll have a link to his latest, texasstandard.org. Phil, thanks again.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.